Last week, the Supreme Court heard arguments on whether the use of racial criteria in university admissions is constitutional. The Bush administration called on the court to strike down most forms of affirmative action, but in an opposing brief, some of the nation's highest-ranking and most prestigious former military officers advocated for the continued use of racial and ethnic criteria in institutional decision-making. Weekend Edition commentator Ellis Coase looks at why such men as retired General Norman Schwarzkopf and former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral William Crowe, support aggressive efforts to integrate ethnic and racial opportunity into America's institutions.
To understand why these military men feel the way they do, one must understand what the military has gone through on its way to becoming perhaps the most integrated institution in American society. At the height of the Vietnam War, roughly 2% of commissioned military officers were black, but blacks made up only 1/6 of enlisted personnel. The racial imbalance between the leadership and those in the ranks was a constant source of trouble. Hundreds of race-related incidents broke out, many of them violent. With the end of the draft in 1973, people of color flocked to the military. Today, nearly 40% of enlisted personnel belong to ethnic minority groups, and nearly 1 in 5 officers are minority group members. This transformation did not occur by accident. Racial violence and animosity so shook up the uniformed services that they made a point of searching for talent in the minority ranks and of recruiting people of color with leadership potential. The military, of course, is a special place. Teamwork is essential. And resentment by soldiers carrying weapons can have catastrophic consequences. But the lessons the military learned apply much more broadly. That is why a host of non-military organizations filed briefs that essentially agreed that to return to the practice of a white elite, in effect replicating itself, would be dangerous for an increasingly multiracial society. Even the president recognizes this, which is why he advocates, quote, diversity, as long as it can be achieved by supposedly race-blind methods. Hence, he favors a plan adopted by the state university system in Texas, whereby the top 10% of students from any high school in the state can attend a state university. It is, in fact, a crude quota plan, one whose success depends on segregation, and one whose only purpose is to keep the universities from becoming unacceptably white. Under the Texas plan, students from bad schools have the same chance for admittance as those from excellent schools, even if the educational preparation they receive is in no way comparable. The military men reject such an approach, since it undermines the quality they insist upon. The different approach reflects many things, but perhaps what it most reflects is the military's commitment to results, as opposed to the politician's commitment to appearances.
Ellis Coase is a contributing editor at Newsweek.